Chapter 3. We're all scared of Mr. Brown. We have to work very hard and school isn't fun anymore. There's something very strange about him. I want to know what it is. After school, Billy stays and finishes his work. Mr. Brown walks out of the classroom with the old radio. He goes to the part of the school that we don't use anymore. Mr. Brown stops outside one of the rooms that are always locked. He's got an old key in his pocket. He opens the door and goes in. After a few minutes, Mr. Brown comes out again. I stand behind the door and watch. Mr. Brown goes to our classroom again. I decide to go into the room. It's very dark in the room. There's a smell of smoke from Mr. Brown's pipe. I can't find a light switch. There's a box of matches next to the door. I light one. The room is full of very old books and newspapers. There's a newspaper open on the table. I read the headline. Old Town Daily News, September the 20th, 1935. Teacher and student die at West Hill School. That's our school. Suddenly, I'm scared. I look at the date on the newspaper. It's September the 20th, 1935. Today is September the 20th too, I think. I take the newspaper and I start to read the article. A student in class 2B starts a fire at West Hill School. We're in class 2B, I think. I continue to read. The teacher, Mr. Arthur Brown, and Billy Reed, a student in his class, die in the fire. The student's name was Billy Reed? It's incredible! The fire at West Hill School started at about 5 o'clock. All the students were at home except one, Billy Reed. Billy was in his classroom with his teacher. That was his punishment for coming to school late. There was a pipe and a box of matches next to Billy. The police think that Billy started the fire by accident with his teacher's pipe. There are pictures of Mr. Brown and Billy. Mr. Brown looks exactly the same, but this Billy is different. He's got very short hair and he's wearing a dark jacket and a school tie. I'm scared. The newspaper falls from my hand.